They are all gone.
It happened to our Savior Jesus Christ. Good morning, church. Happy Sabbath. Are you happy? Are you really, really happy? Why? Why? I'll tell you why. Because Jesus is alive. He was born. He lives his life. He suffered pain. He suffered shame, rejection. He was died, crucified on the cross. He was buried in a borrowed coffin, or how we call that, casket. He was resurrected. He's no longer on the cross. He's no longer in the ground. He is sitting at the right hand of the Father. Doing what? Do you remember? Interceding for who? You and I. He did it on earth. Now he's in heaven again, doing the same work. The same work, doing the same thing. So how can someone, people like us, be not happy? We can never be unhappy in our lives when we think of the price that Jesus paid. But not only he did that to give us eternal life, Jesus has called us to have a better life here on earth. If we remember in the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 10, what it says there? You don't remember? Yes, have I come that they have I have life more abundantly. Do you want to have abundant light? No, you don't. It's unbelievable. Well, today, we are celebrating the Passover. We call it also the Lord's Supper. Passover or the Lord's Supper. When we think of those two words, Passover and Lord's Supper or Last Supper, we think of everything unhappy. We think of everything without no joy in this world. We think of crying. We think of what happened to our Savior. But we never think of what is happening inside of us. How this event, how this day have changed our lives. 18 hours our Master Christ, Jesus, suffered. For 18 hours. Now, what is the result? What is the fruit of his suffering? Us sitting here today. Without the suffering of Christ, without his death, without his resurrection also, you and I would never be here. I wouldn't have anything to say about nobody. Because if we were to go to Revelation chapter 2, chapter 5, I believe the chapter starts with chapter 2. It says, a mighty angel exclaimed, who will open the scrolls? Who will break the seals? And how many people came? How many people were able to come and said, here I am. I can open the scroll and break the seals. None. No one. No one could. But Jesus came. He said that, I have come in the volume of the book to do the will of my Father. And the will of our Father, Jesus' Father, is to save us. Jesus, on the night of his earthly, the final night of his earthly ministry, he came to celebrate the Passover with the disciples, his apostles. When he looked at them in the face, he said that, I have desired to eat this meal with you. The disciples didn't know that Jesus was going to die in a few hours, but he knew. Nevertheless, that nothing stopped him to find a way, to find happiness with his disciples. What is Jesus showing us? Sometimes life is not easy for us, but there is a way we can make others happy. Jesus, his heart was broken already. And yet, because for the sake of his apostles, he was there. And he wanted to spend the night with them. Unfortunately, probably 2/3 way of the supper, he was arrested. He was dragged to be killed on the cross. It was for you. It was for me. But the blood that Jesus shed on the cross was not for nothing. It was for a good cause. It was for a good reason. It was to save humanity. God has made provision for the children of Israel. He asked them, if you will kill the lamb and take the blood and spray it all over your doorpost, when the angel of death is passing by, he will not pass under, he will pass over. If I am over you, I can protect you. Can I? But if I'm underneath of you, you cannot protect me. All you can do is crush me. So God gives specific guideline to the people. How to do it and why. Sure, they obeyed. And when the angel of death come to the house of the Israelites, he passed over. But unfortunately, for Pharaoh and all the Egyptians, they were not that blessed. It was wailing, it was crying. But among the people, God's people, the children of Israel, he had made promise to give his life for them. Nobody was dead. Everybody was alive. Happy, roasting the Passover lamb to have a good meal, a good food. Where? Are we there? Yes, we're there. My friend, Passover does mean liberation. As I said before, without Passover, there will be no Israelites. And are we Israelites? Yes, we are. We are by faith, because this nation cannot be saved wholly anymore. It's whoever accepted the blood of Jesus Christ, whoever had tinted their doors with that blood, has become an Israelite by faith. That's the only way we can be saved, only through Jesus' blood. There is no other way. Heaven calls, no one else could, but Jesus' blood. Sometimes we found people who offered us that they can do better for us than Christ could. Can we believe these people? Are there are people like that in this world? Yes, they will force you to do anything that they know that will be against God's love. God's love is his son. Today, as you're sitting here, try to remember where you have faltered. Try to remember how you've been treated Jesus in our hearts, in our lives. Try to remember how many times you hurt one of his children. Try to remember how many times you have rejected one of his children. Any time you have done either one of these, you have done it to Christ. That's what he says. Love me with all your heart, with all your mind, and love my children, which are your neighbors, as you love yourself. Jesus cannot suffer to see anybody touch his children. So Jesus cannot suffer to see us go into hell with Satan. That's why he came. He humbled himself. Forget about himself. Forget about heaven, the splendor of heaven. He left everything and come on this world so we can have the opportunity to celebrate Jesus as our Passover lamb. Please, somebody, can you read 1 Corinthians chapter 4, chapter 5, verse 7, please. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. Amen. Our Passover, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, God himself, our Creator, was what? Sacrifice for who? For us. Remember, at that time, we were not friendly to Christ. Probably a few of us are friendly to Jesus. But at that time, we were not friendly to him. Because whatever happened to Christ on the way to Golgotha, whatever happened to Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane, whatever had happened to Christ on the cross, whatever had happened to him in the tomb, it was because of us. And we are the one who caused that. Because of our sin. He did it. He made it. Every quarter, when Passover comes, or I can say, when the Lord's Supper comes, we should always remember what Jesus had done for us. We should always remember the price that he paid for our salvation, for our liberation. We should always remember the plan that he has for us to live with him in heaven forever. We can always remember when John the Baptist saw Jesus coming, he said, "Behold, you finish it." What? Who do what? "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of Marie Jules." Yes? That's what it says? Of the world. When God talked to the children of Israel, it was only for them. But when Jesus came, when he cried on the cross, he said, "It is finished." What do you think was finished? What do you think was finished at that moment? Sin, death, hell had no power on us anymore. We were delivered. He died for us to set us free. So we can worship Jesus with our own will, not unwillingly. No one can force us anymore. But remember, the children of Israel, they were slaves of Pharaoh. And that's why when Jesus came, he has become our death, our surety. He died for us so we might have life. And as Sister Edie said, life abundantly. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Not only that, Jesus wants us to have a life here, but also Jesus wants us to be in heaven. Let us go to John chapter 14 and start with verse 1. My time is almost over. Let's go quick. John chapter 14. Start verse 1 and I'll tell you when to stop. Okay. So these are the plans that God has for us. What are they? First of all, don't listen to anything anybody says that Jesus cannot save you. Jesus saves. The day that you have made the decision to follow Jesus willingly, you were sealed by his blood. You are sealed. You are covered the same way that the Israelites were covered. When they are covered, nobody can see you, your nakedness. No, you are covered. We are covered with the blood of Christ. Do you believe that? Yes, I do. I do believe it. And if you don't believe it, you are just wasting your time of coming here. Just wasting your time. Yes. It is so bad. It is so bad in the world this day. You can't find a good place, not even to put your feet, let alone to rest your head. And Jesus promised that. He told us there are many mansions in his Father's house. He said that he will come back and take us where? Into this one of these mansions. Each one of you has a mansion ready for you. Are you ready to go to that mansion? Are you ready to take possession of that mansion? How are you going to do it? The only way you can do it is to have the blood on the doorpost of your heart. Is the blood on the doorpost of your heart? Is it? Answer me. Do you have the blood of Jesus on the doorpost of your heart right now? Yes, praise God. If you are afraid, if you are shy of talking about the blood of Christ, you will not be a resident in his house. You will not. I don't say it. The Bible, the good book, says it, not me. Jesus has overcome. He overcame death. He overcame the enemy. He overcame sin in our behalf. There is nothing Jesus wouldn't do for us. There is nothing he couldn't do. He wants you to remember. When you are so in pain, when you are betrayed, when your best friend has become your worst foe, when you don't see the way out to anything, it's all dark. Remember, Jesus is your light. He is the light of the world. He is your light also. He promises to be always with you. He said he will never leave you or forsake you. Now, let's go back to Revelation 12 again. Revelation 5 again. It says, no one could open the scroll and break the seals. But Jesus, the Lamb of God that was slain for our sin, came and took the book and break the seals. Everyone, seven of them, one by one. Number one, number two, number three, number four, number five, number six, number seven. Nothing was left unsealed. Everything was unsealed. How did he do it? By his blood. The blood of the Lamb. Jesus is inviting you at this very moment. He is here. Talk and wants to talk to each one of you. He is inviting you. He is saying, come, come and take a seat on my table. Come and we're going to have fun. You are my children. You are my friends. You have been with me through the bad time. I want to be with you in your good times. Come and enjoy the lunch that I had prepared for you. We know today is Communion Day. Nobody has to tell us that. This is a very great event, especially for us Seventh-day Adventists. This is the thing that Jesus had promised to his disciples. Even though I will not be on earth with you to celebrate the Passover anymore, but I promised you, when I come in my glory, we will continue to do it in heaven. Are you ready to go with Christ? Are you ready to take your seat here? Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, gives you this invitation. At this moment, at that time, the praise team. Thank you so much. I was looking for you. The praise team will talk to you. Please open your eyes, open your minds, open your ears, and listen to the words of that song. Jesus, our Passover lamb, has overcome. The grave is overwhelmed because it couldn't contain him. Victory has been won because of his blood. He is risen from the dead because of his Father. Oh, hallelujah. I will rise just like Jesus rose. Will you?
There's a place I've come to know, though my heart and flesh may fail, there's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome. Risen from the dead.
Oh, yes.
And I will rise when he calls my name. No more sorrow.
Thank you, Jesus.
No more pain.
No more sorrow. No more pain. I will
rise. I will. calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will rise on eagle's wings before my God. Fall on my knees and rise. I will rise. I will rise.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, let every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus God to the glory of the Father. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and glory and honor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Let us bow our heads for prayer. Our God, our Redeemer, our Father, this morning we place our lives in your hands, the hands that was nailed on the cross on Calvary, the hands that dried the tears from our eyes, the hands that leads us day by day through good and bad time. Please accept us just as we are. We are yours. And Father, you are ours also. You are our Father. Please bless the remaining of our lives on earth. Let us celebrate Passover every single day in our lives. Make it real. Make Jesus real in our lives, Father God. For nothing worth our love, our lives, than Jesus Christ the crucified. Let us rise in the wings of eagles when Jesus comes. So we will be in heaven with him. Amen. This is our prayer in his name.